Thank you, Jessica. So, growing up Muslim in America meant that Christmas is the most boring day of the year. Everything is closed. I didn't have Jewish friends yet, so I didn't know about Chinese restaurants on Christmas. Everything's closed, and nothing's on TV except for A Christmas Story over and over. And so me and my brother, all we did was sit around on Christmas and watch A Christmas Story like 20 times in a row. And then the next day, we had to hear about all the amazing presents our friends got, like Tamagotchis and Furbies. I guess, looking back, they weren't that great, but... And we had our own holiday that used to fall around Christmas when I was young, because it follows like the moon or something. It's called Ramadan. And it was fun explaining Ramadan to all my friends when I was in elementary school. They're like, oh, what do you guys do? And I'm like, we just don't eat for 30 days straight. And they're like, what do you get at the end? And we're like, perspective? And they're like, what can you buy with perspective? And we're like, not a Furby. So one day it's third grade. I'm in third grade. It's Christmas. Me and my brother are sitting on the floor and we're watching A Christmas Story and we've had it. We are pissed. We are like, we look at each other. You know what, man? We need to get presents. So we march upstairs and we tell our parents, like, Mom, Dad, we demand presents next year for Ramadan. And they're like, they look at each other like, why are we raising our kids here? But we make a pretty big argument. They call our extended family. My parents come back to us and they said, everyone agrees. Me and my brother are the worst Muslim kids in America. But they also agree that next year we will get presents for Ramadan. So flash forward next year, the night before Ramadan. Or the night before Eid, which is the end of Ramadan. Me and my parents and my brother are running around 4 different department stores. My parents are fighting. We had to break fast in a Little Caesars and Kmart. And my brother stares at me and he's like, you had to want a Furby. And then we stay up all night wrapping presents. And I don't know if you've had this dilemma, but there's no Ramadan gift wrapping paper. So my parents and I are ironically wrapping Eid presents in Christmas wrapping paper. And then the next day at Eid at my aunt's house, we're opening presents and everyone's just in a bad mood. Like, everyone's pissed. Like, people don't like the presents they're getting. My mom was offended by what she got. She got one. Do you guys remember that, like, rotisserie oven? You set it and forget it. She got that, and she was like, what, does everyone think I'm their cook? And I was like, but you are my cook. And then, you know, like, but now as an adult, looking back on this, my experience, like, I feel really guilty because I turned this holiday that my family always made to be about family and sacrifice into a holiday about, like, indulgence and me, me, me. And I was reminded of this most recently when I was home for Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving. And my mom had a really hard month. She traveled to Singapore to say goodbye to her brother. He was dying of cancer. And while she got there, 2 days after she got there, her brother who lives here, 5 minutes away from her, passed away from a heart attack. So it was a really difficult month for her. And usually we do like a huge Thanksgiving, and she wasn't up for it. So my brother and I, we said, we'll do a Thanksgiving just, you know, for you and Dad. So we cooked all the food for our parents so they didn't have to worry about it. And we were sitting around the dinner table, and my parents live in Caton, so I live 15 minutes away from them. I live in the city. And my dad's like, you guys should sleep over sometime. Yeah, and you guys are like white people. You're like, why would you do that? And my dad's like, because it would be nice, you know? Parents want their kids home sometimes. I was like, not my friend's parents. And I remember my dad told me this poem story. He recited this poem, some like Pakistani poem. He was like, and it kind of made sense. But he was like, "Hey, Umar, when a leaf falls off a tree, it dies. Just like when kids stop talking to their families, they die." And I was like, "You're very uplifting, Dad." But I think I get what he was saying. And this Christmas we all agreed that we're all going to go to a Chinese restaurant together. And no presents are going to be involved. All right, thank you. My name is Umar. Bye.